When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. I have a little bit of breaking news for you. As many of you are familiar, Jerry Falwell Jr. is the former president of Liberty University. And a story broke sometime last year that Jerry Falwell and his wife were having a relationship with a Miami pool boy. And it led to Falwell's resignation from the university. And it was announced today from Variety. So it's dropped at 10:12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It was announced that Hulu just set release for a Jerry Falwell Jr. Giancarlo Granda sex scandal documentary. And this comes in the wake of record-breaking viewership of their Victoria's Secret documentary, which of course exposes some controversy over there. This is really interesting that this is going to be coming out, and it's amazing how quickly these documentaries get produced. And I have mixed feelings on this. So I want to talk about this. One, I'm happy that this is being made. I'm happy that I'm always happy when there's light shed on religious hypocrisy and things like that within churches. I have a couple concerns with this doc specifically. One, just how quickly it's coming out after this event took place. With documentaries specifically, and this is my personal opinion, I really like to see documentaries that come out when there's been some time from the event they're covering to really think about and mull over what actually happened and the long-lasting ramifications and impact of what happened. Now, look, I haven't seen this documentary yet, so I'm hoping beyond hope that it's great, and I'm sure it will be. There's a great team behind it. I love Adam McKay's work, and so, it looks like they're approaching this, with some really heavy firepower when it comes to that. But, of course, I'm really excited to see what will happen, 10, 15, 20 years down the road when we really see the impact this has had on evangelicalism. Now, that said, let's talk a little bit about you know, what is the pieces here? What's the focus of the documentary? And so this is produced, of course, by Adam McKay and Billy Corbin. Adam McKay, of course, you know from The Big Short and several other projects that are pretty prestigious. Anchorman, that's a well-known name working on this. And then, of course, you have Billy Corbin, who's no stranger to the documentary world. You've got projects like Magic City Hustle, Cocaine Cowboys, Savage. I mean, you've got some big names on this. And it's going to be a really interesting approach and documentary with the type of caliber of person there. And the description as given to Variety says, hailing from McKay's Hyperobject and Corbin's Raconteur banner, God Forbid tells the sensational story of evangelical leader and former Liberty University president Jerry Falwell Jr., his wife Becky Falwell, and Giancarlo Granda, the Miami pool boy who had an affair with Becky and claims that Jerry was aware of and involved in the relationship. The streamer says Granda is closely involved with the doc, and his point of view is largely the focus of the movie. I'll talk about that in just a minute. So this is going to be dropping. Hulu's official description says a Miami pool boy finds himself trapped in a 7-year affair with a charming older woman and her husband, the evangelical Trump stalwart Jerry Falwell Jr., as he becomes increasingly entangled with the Falwells' seemingly perfect lives. I'm really interested in this doc, and I'm sure you guys are as well. I reached out to Hulu, to their press contacts there, and asked if there was any way I could interview filmmakers who are working on this documentary, because I want to know everything about how they're approaching this and really curious to know the take that they're going to be giving here. I am curious about Granda being closely involved and it being his point of view in the story and how that's going to affect the way the documentary is told. I would be curious. I don't even know if they'd be open to it. I'd be curious to hear from all sides of this, you know, the exact, you know, perspectives. Because I think what makes this story interesting is you have Granda's, you know, point of view on the whole thing. And then you have, you know, Jerry and Becky, which, you know, have given really interesting stories also to the press. And so it would be really interesting to get all those perspectives. But I'm curious to know, just how that comes across in the documentary and how it approaches the subject matter there. Let me know if you guys are listening to this. Definitely let me know in the Preacher Boys discussion group or over wherever you can drop a comment on Preacher Boys. Let me know what you think about this upcoming documentary and tag Hulu. Let's get the creators on the show so I can talk to them a little bit about it. The documentary is going to be hitting the streamer on November 1st, 2022, and I know I'll be checking it out, and I'm sure there will be many of you with your own thoughts on it as well. And I'm curious to know just how much it dives into the situation, how much it focuses on the macro picture of evangelicalism as a whole, and how much it's going to focus, you know, just primarily on the intimate story there. It's definitely, it's 7 years, so there's a lot of content to dig through. A lot of information, but I'm really hoping they'll look at the ripple effect on evangelicalism as a whole, as opposed to just focusing on, you know, liberty specifically. But yeah, I'm really interested in the doc. Let me know what you think as well. And, it's going to be interesting to see the response from Liberty, Jerry Falwell, all of them in response to this doc. And so I await November 1st and look forward to seeing what comes out of this.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.